From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives-rigged vehicle near a crowded checkpoint north of Baghdad Monday, killing 12 people. A Diyala province police spokesman said the blast happened at the entrance to the town of Khals, also wounding 37. The checkpoint was reportedly crowded with cars and that a number of them were burned in the blast. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. German officials say a 27-year-old Syrian migrant who set off an explosion, killing himself and wounding 12 others in a town near Nuremberg, had received psychiatric treatment and might have intended to set off the bomb at a music festival. This is witness Christian Hartek. He says he heard a detonation and saw a number of people running. More than 2,000 people were evacuated from the festival after the explosion. So far, investigators have found no motive for the attack. Turkish authorities Monday issued arrest warrants for more than 40 journalists in a new phase of the controversial legal crackdown after the failed coup. This comes as President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was to host opposition party chiefs for an unprecedented meeting. Over 13,000 people have been detained in a vast sweep after the July 15th coup attempt. The crackdown has raised tensions with the European Union, further hampering Ankara's stalled membership bid. Istanbul anti-terror prosecutors issued arrest warrants for 42 journalists as part of the investigation into the failed coup, according to the state-run Anadolu news agency. This is VOA News. UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura will hold talks Tuesday with top U.S. and Russian officials in Geneva. It's a move to revive flagging peace talks. U.S. mission spokesman Paul Patin told AFP news agency that the U.S. State Department special envoy for Syria, Michael Ratney, will be at the meeting. Russia's RIA Novosti news agency said Moscow will be represented by Deputy Foreign Minister Gennady Gatilov. U.S. and Chinese militaries have reduced the risk of encounters between them having unintended consequences. That's the assessment according to visiting U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice Monday. In a meeting with the vice chairman of China's Central Military Commission, Rice said the two countries' military leaders communicate more frequently and more directly than ever before in the past. The United States and China have increasingly been at odds over China's claims to most of the South China Sea, where the United States has sought to assert its right to freedom of navigation. China has stepped up its rhetoric in defense of its claims since an international court ruled this month that China did not have historic rights to the waters. In U.S. politics, the head of the Democratic Party has resigned as the party's national convention opens today in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The resignation comes amid a fervor over leaked emails that show party leaders mocking and criticizing Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders while he was waging a challenge to Hillary Clinton for the nomination. VOA's Jim Malone reports a convention might not come off as smooth as had been expected.
Now we have bad blood between the Democratic National Committee and the Sanders campaign, which also goes back several months. Then we have Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the controversial chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, stepping down now over this furor. It's interesting, the Democrats were anticipating a much more unified meeting than the Republicans had, but their issues are coming up to be a problem, and it looks like they're going to have to spend the next few days taking care of business at home before they can move on to putting Hillary Clinton out as the nominee and focusing more on Donald Trump.
Jim Malone and the rest of the VOA political team will be covering events from Philadelphia this week. You can check voanews.com for the latest. Two people have been killed and more than a dozen shot at a nightclub in Fort Myers, Florida. Police officials say as many as 17 people have been shot in the early Monday shooting at Club Blue. Three people have been taken into custody and there are two active crime scenes. In a statement, authorities say the Fort Myers Police and the Lee County Sheriff's Office were canvassing the area for other persons who may be involved. I'm Frances Alonzo.
That's the latest world news from VOA.